painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking, KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of Artbeat, we sit down with the cast of A Dog's House, which will be showing from Wednesday, November 15th through Sunday, November 19th in the DBM Black Box Theater at the Performing Arts Center on the campus of Winona State University. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you're listening to Artbeat. I'm here with part of the cast from A Dog's House, which is going to be here at WSU. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
I'm good.
Excellent. Excellent. And that's on November 15th, is that
14th
correct?
14th.
Is 15th.
Opening. Is it 15th?
Yep, 15th November through 15th through the 19th.
Okay, great. You guys want to go around the table and introduce yourselves and let us know what role you play?
Sure. We're going to start over here. My name is Jake Life. I'm playing the character of Michael. Oh, how do you describe a character? I don't have to.
Well, you can go if you want.
I guess I'm one of the male counterparts of the two couples of the show.
Okay, cool.
I'm Becca Borchard, and I'm playing the character of Nicole. And you'll find out in the very beginning that I don't want to give anything away.
Well,
try not to.
You don't give too much away.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first scene.
Yeah. You're the neighbor girl.
Yeah, I'm the neighborhood. Neighborhood girl. Let's just say that.
Okay.
I'm Jess Campbell, and I play the role of Eden. And I'm very stern, so get ready for a lot of angry yelling.
Oh,
and
boy.
I guess my character, Michael and Eden, are partnered up.
And my partner, Bill, is not here.
Okay. So, without giving away too much, can you guys give us a brief kind of synopsis of the story?
Ooh.
I know there's a dog in it.
There's a dog.
And
There's no dog's house.
Something about a house.
Though. Yeah, well.
Is the dog's house, I was looking at that. Is the name kind of a metaphor? I know there's relationship issues. Does the name go deeper than just the dog? Is it kind of a metaphor for something bigger there?
Yeah. I guess I've thought about this one quite a bit as far as, like, in the dog's house kind of metaphor for I'm in trouble with the spouse. Oh, I'm in the dog house. I've thought about that one quite a bit, which I think could probably play into it. But yeah, there's definitely a connection between the troubles that occur with this dog, this somewhat untrained dog, and problems that come into both of the relationships that we see in the show, both Michael and Eden's and Bill and Nicole's.
Okay. Cool. I kind of thought that might be
yeah,
part of the meaning there. So, okay, now another big question I've got. Is there a dog in the play? I noticed I looked at kind of the script online, and it said can be played by a real dog. Do we have a real dog or no?
No, we don't have a real dog for this production.
So how are we handling that? Do we have a person playing the dog or?
We have a stuffed dog.
A stuffed dog, okay.
A very nice stuffed dog.
He's a very cute stuffed dog.
He doesn't bite or anything.
No.
No, but we had to do, we're currently, I know, crew is doing a bit with sounds and such, doing kind of a speaker setup for, so we can have dog noises, and the dog really doesn't get a whole lot of stage time, actually, we have a crate, which kind of acts as our dog. When we address the dog, we address the crate, and so
Yeah, it's almost as if, because how it's staged is the crate is, downstage, so then when we're referring to it, the audience wouldn't see the dog in the crate.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like, he's there, he's in there, you just don't see him.
Yeah, there's talk at the beginning of this, and I think it's actually referenced in the script, too, that this production can be done with a rotating set.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And we weren't going to do that. I think that would have taken quite a bit of time and a little bit too much effort. But I think we found a good workaround for it. So we don't need a live dog.
Okay. So I know you guys kind of described your roles, but is there anything particular that you like about your role or feel kind of part of it in yourself or anything like that nature?
For me, so I'd kind of describe Nicole in this part of her life, you know, as kind of like an emotional wreck sometimes, okay. Depending on what's happening in the play at the time. And sometimes, you know, I feel like that's like a big challenge for me with the role is like getting into that emotional state on stage because sure. I haven't really had to do that lately. So, yeah, just kind of tapping into the emotional side of things. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and for Eden, too, she's very, very confrontational, and I'm not a confrontational person at all, and so that's a struggle for sure. But seeing the power in that character and, like, her confidence is really, like, that's something that I can connect with, you know, emotionally with her, which is cool.
Okay, and are you guys the ones that have the main dog in the story?
Correct, yep.
Okay. And your character names again are?
Eden.
Eden and?
Michael.
Michael, okay, and they have the dog. Cool. So you kind of answered this, but what kind of person, like Jake, what kind of person is your character?
My character is a bit of a failure, and it's actually been a little bit funny and a little bit sad for me to go through this character and develop this and find out who I'm playing. And from the script, you get a bit of background on. He is looking for a job. He doesn't currently have one. He just lost it a while back. But he's some sort of graphic designer, communications,
sure.
Which I am as a person.
Okay.
So it's a stark view of the future for me a bit, you know. Oh, great. But like Jess said, there's this kind of this power struggle between the two. At the start of the show. There's this real tension, but Eden really controls the relationship.
Okay.
And so kind of this shift that occurs throughout the show, has been a struggling point, but something that will make the show really what it is. It's all about these relationships, and that's what really drives the show. So figuring out how to do that, with the direction of the fantastic, marvelous Jim Williams, has been really eye-opening and really, as you know, as actors, I think it's been a growing experience for me, at least.
Cool. How about you two, Becca and Jess?
Yeah, like Jake said, the show, you know, it starts off so different than what the ending is, and so finding that shift and finding where things build is definitely a struggle, I think, you know, especially for Jake and I, but even, you know, for Nicole and Bill, but working with Jim has been absolutely amazing. Like, this is my first show at Winona State, so just seeing, you know, the way that he works and the way that, you know, the whole department works has been really eye-opening for me.
Okay. Becca?
Yeah, so I'm a senior this year, and I've been in the theater program all my 4 years, so it's obviously not my first show, but it's a new experience, and it's a new group of people, which I love to work with. New people, so you just kind of get that new ensemble feel, and yeah, it's also, you know, new show, new challenges and everything, and just continuous learning throughout the process, which is really nice.
Cool. Okay. I noticed also online it said something about it'll take the audience through this journey that makes them kind of analyze their own moral compass. You know, I know we don't want to give too much away, but
yeah.
How does it do that?
I think we can give the first scene. It opens on Michael and Eden kind of in this spat. Our dog has just eaten ate. Our dog just ate the neighbor's dog.
Okay.
And so there's this debate on, you know, do we tell them? Do we hide it from them? How do we go about this? And so it starts off very funny, very quick, really, really humorous. And then as it goes on, you know, enter the neighbors, we get to meet them, you know, we find out that they're real people. You know, can we still go with this idea of keeping this truth from them? And so I guess the moral dilemma that I see in it, one of many, I'm sure, is, you know, if the truth hurts, do you still tell it?
Sure.
And so yeah. I think that it really puts audience members in that spot to, you know, man, if I were there, what would I do?
Right, right. And
so I think it's almost an interactive experience as far as that mind game goes.
Okay.
And I think with the relationships too, especially, you know, with Michael and Eden, like there are so many underlying things that are going on. And so when we run through it, we had some people watch, and there was a specific time where Michael had said a line and you looked at the people in the audience and they were all nodding their heads like, I can connect with that. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of things that people can connect with throughout the show.
Okay. Anything to add there?
No, I think they covered it. Yeah, I really agree with what especially Jake was saying about just that. That's the main moral question, I think, that people can kind of ask themselves. Or like, how far can it go? You know, like, how much can you learn about these people and not tell them the truth?
Right.
Well, Becca, in your relationship with, who is it, Bill?
Bill, yeah.
How do they handle that, you know, where their dog is gone, but they don't know where he went or why? You know, does that put a strain on them as well?
Yes, absolutely. And in one of the scenes when we're all together, you can definitely see the conflict between Nicole and Bill and like what kind of strain that's put on them, because they're both handling it very differently. You know, Bill thinks nothing's really wrong with their dog. Like, he's out there, he's finding his way, he's making it by, you know.
Sure.
And you know, there's a point where Nicole kind of loses hope and like just has no idea what has happened. You know, something drastically bad could go wrong, you know, and they just haven't found him, and it's been a couple days, so just a different conflict.
And I think it's interesting too that you get that big group scene, four people. You get that group scene where you can see everybody interacting with each other, but then you get that split. So the next scene is the two girls talking about, you know, what they think has happened, how they're working through that, along with other life things. But then a few scenes later, you get the two boys talking about, you know, how they view things, how they view their relationships. And so, yeah, it's just this really interesting mix, I think.
Okay. And I suppose each person in each couple has a different way of, say, hiding the truth, or a different way of trying to find out, you know. Okay, cool. And it was described as kind of a dark comedy also. So how does it weave humor into these moral issues, you know? I mean, I know that's kind of a big one, but...
That, at least, for me, has been a huge struggle to try and find the comedy in most of these scenes. Mm-hmm. And Jim, our director, has... you know, enlightened us in a way, you know, to see where the comedic, you know, things are. And mostly it's just the way that things are said and the way that you play them out. And yeah, so it's hard to find the comedy, but I think as someone is watching it, it's a lot easier to find it because, you know, of course we know what's going on and we know what happens in the end of the show. So as an audience member, I think that's something that you'll be able to catch on pretty quickly.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, Jim, as our director, has definitely directed us in the right way of the comedy, you know, because we'll be doing something one way and not think it's, like, funny at all. And then he, like, sees it completely different, you know, and he'll tell us, you know, why don't you try it this way, or why don't you do this or whatever. And so then we'll try it, and then it's hysterical. And we're like, oh, I had no idea. Like, so that's kind of fun finding it throughout.
Cool. So... do you have a lot of sympathy with what they're going through? You know, have you ever been in a situation that really challenged your own moral compass? And, you know, maybe not to the degree of this, but.
Yeah. And I think even going through this sometimes we'll forget the stakes of it all. We'll we'll be running through the lines of this scene, and then we'll actually stop and we'll talk about it, and we'll go, oh yeah, this is kind of messed up. This is, mm-hmm. you know, and so I think, like you said, I don't think that necessarily to the extent that this show goes to, but definitely, I still find myself questioning what side of it I'm on. And we've been running this for 3-4 weeks now. And we've had the script to read for quite a while longer than that. And so, yeah, even now I still question, you know, which side I'm on, really.
Oh, wow. How about you guys? Do you kind of question which side you're on in a, you know, whether you're with what your character does or not, personally?
Personally, for me, I question a lot of, you know, Eden's morals, I think, because she tends to hide a lot of things, and she tends to, like, bottle up all of her emotions. So when it does come out, it comes out in a lot of anger, in a lot of, you know, like, pointing fingers and, like, okay. You're wrong. Like, she constantly is telling Michael that he's wrong and that he's being stupid. So,
so it's kind of her way or the highway.
Right, right. So I struggle a lot with finding whether I agree with her for sure and whether I agree with, you know, the situation in general.
Okay. Okay, Becca?
I haven't really struggled with, like, not siding with Nicole or, you know, feeling like, oh, I would never do that or anything. Just because, you know, in her side, like, she didn't do anything wrong. You know, she's just right. looking for her dog and everything. And I feel like I would do the same thing. Like, I would look for my dog, too. And sure, I'd be really upset, you know, right. if I couldn't find him. So.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, I really appreciate you guys joining us today. So this is on November 15th, correct?
November 15th through the 19th, yep.
Through the 19th, okay. And where can people get tickets or more information?
Do you have it memorized? I don't have it memorized.
www.wsuartstickets.com.
Okay, great. So how much are the tickets?
The tickets are $6 for students and then $12 for adults.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thanks a lot. I'm here with Jake Life, Becca Borchert, and Jessica Campbell. And they're part of the cast of A Dog's House, which is going to be here at WSU on November 15th through the
19th? 19th, yep.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Jake Life, Becca Borchert, and Jessica Campbell for joining us today on ArtBeat. For more information on the WSU production of A Dog's House, go to winona.edu/THAD. And for tickets, go to wsuartstickets.com. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and this has been ArtBeat.
ArtBeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.